second and final hour. It's Top Text Tuesday today. Glad you could be with us, Hooligans. Air out your frustrations. I have no guests lined up this hour. It is 100% devoted to the Hooligans. I want your thoughts. I want you to vent it out to me. Are you done? Are you done being a Rockies fan? I asked this as a poll question because we never reuse poll questions, Colfax. That's the rule of the whole show. I asked this question on Saturday. Are you done being a Rockies fan? And I want to hear from you guys on that today. And we didn't have a show Saturday. It's a weekday show. But I heard some of your comments, messages to the program. Appreciate it. But are you done? So that's one question. Our Power to Play Sports poll question, with all due respect, is not the biggest story of the day, but it's certainly something you need to be paying attention to. The Mountain West Conference, who's winning the Mountain West title? B-Rad chiming in on that. Appreciate that, my friend. CSU is the only team in the country to give 3 8-plus win conference opponents their first conference loss, question mark? I don't know that. Maybe. Is that? Are you really asking me? I don't know the answer to that. I could find that, though. Yeah, they beat the first one to beat San Diego State, first one to beat Utah State, first one to beat Boise State. And those are all three of the top teams in the conference outside of CSU. I think the Rams might make a run. I really do. I think they're going to do something pretty unique here. I just think they just have this never say never attitude. And those are usually the teams that make some noise in those conferences. I know it sounds cliche to say that, but watch a damn CSU game and tell me you don't see it. I was asked on a podcast this morning what I thought of, you know, why defensively is this team so good? I feel like when they get aggressive, they communicate so freaking well. And it's what you have to have in basketball on defense. If you're not talking, if you're not like a chain, like you're just perfectly linked together, you can be the greatest athletes in the world, but you can still screw up on defense if you aren't aware where the other person's going to be, who's going to have your back, you know, who's hedging out, who's joining you on the double team, who's recovering when you do leave and go to that double team. I mean, those are big, important things. Maybe MPJ should watch CSU play defense. B-Rad, question mark by accident. Okay, you got this then. You got this, my friend. Ken Bone chiming in. Ooh, this could be a winner. This could be a winner alert. I don't understand all the frustration regarding the Rockies front office and their player moves. They're doing a fine job. Sincerely, Dean Spanos. That's good. Dean Spanos, the chairman and owner of the Chadges. That's good. Chargers moved out of San Diego and to Los Angeles. Yeah, yeah, I think that fan base is not happy there. Could be worse. How bad is it that in my car driving in this morning, Colfax, I'm thinking, moving the team outside of Colorado, is that worse than what we're witnessing right now with the Rockies? Yeah, probably, but I was in a dark place. I pulled a Dick Monfort when he's like, hey, I was beginning to wonder if this state even deserves a team. And I'm like, well, if you have an owner that thinks you can't ever win here, you can't ever have decent players. Pillify Dan says, I'm not done being a Rockies fan, but I'm done supporting the current iteration of the team. I have a few dollars to give, and Monfort doesn't seem to be interested in my piece of the pie. Story is gone. Our starters are quality, but the rest of the lineup just won't compete. Jeff Breidich makes me more upset than any person I don't know. I don't know who ever has. I never thought I'd miss Dan O'Dowd. Now that, sadly, that could be a text of the day. Dan O'Dowd, we were begging. When are you going to move on from Dan? Didn't happen. Here's Dick Monfort. He was asked about the financial, basically. And we might air some of the reporter in this just to kind of make sense for you on this. So forgive me if we don't set it up 100%. We were rolling this morning. Basically asked if this is what it came down to, was the financial decision about Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago, we tried to find out whether there was a fit for Nolan quietly. That was Nolan's and our hope. And it got out, but we shut it down because there wasn't anything that was a fit. If I had my brothers, I would rather have Nolan Arenado. But it was Nolan's choice. He wanted to move on. And, you know, I've speculated over the last year why. And I've talked to Nolan a lot about it over the last year. But the fact remains that I think he just felt it was time for him to try something else out. So, you know, that said, what do you do? I mentioned you can just wait and have him opt out at the end of the year and you get a draft choice, or you can talk to some other teams and see if you can make a better deal. So, although there's a lot of financial ramifications in this, I think the fact of the matter is we honored what Nolan wanted to do, and we made what we thought was the best thing we could do at the time. And, you know, as I also mentioned, this didn't just all of a sudden happen. This took a lot of work. And so I think these are the results of that.
And if I could follow up with Jeff.
So he did, and he also went to say somebody that follow-up question, I believe, Colfax, was so did you guys assume then, so you're sure Nolan wanted to opt out? Because Drew Creisman of DNVR Rockies told us yesterday the Rockies weren't so much concerned about whether or not Nolan wanted to opt out. They were concerned that he was going to opt in and stay, and they'd have to pay him for the duration of his contract. Now, he was asked about that, kind of, you know, the concern about that. Did you think that Nolan was going to opt out? And Dick Monfort, and I have this in quote, he told us he wanted to be traded, so it was our assumption he would opt out, end quote. That was 9 months, if you're tracking along. He said it was 9 months after the deal, right? So they 9 months, they played, got their season, it was bad, and basically Nolan said, I don't think you guys are going to do enough to build around this team. Really wanted to see a follow-up from that playoff year, and I don't think we're there. I would like a trade. Now, was that where it ended? Because they had the end of the year chat, and Bridich and Nolan were, you know, we're told they damn near came to blows, man. They were ripping out each other. Is that where it ended? And if so, then okay, things might have changed since then. Nolan might have looked at the pandemic and said, oh, you know what, maybe I'm better off just staying here, and we'll go from there. I don't like this answer. He told us he wanted to be traded, which again, 9 months after he signed the deal. This is 2 years later, or whatever it was, a year and a half. It was our assumption he would opt out. Did you ask him? Did you ask? Colfax, we're in radio. You know, we're in the world of sales. We have salesmen all over the place around here. One of their things is, you don't know if you don't ask. You're going to get turned down if you don't ask. Did they ask him? Because our assumption doesn't exactly put the crackers in my stomach, does it, Carl? You will win Top Text Tuesday today if you get that right. If you tell me where that's from. Now, maybe. Let's not go that far, because there's a lot of hooligans that watch crappy movies like me. Sorry. It's not a crappy movie. It's a classic. I don't like that it was our assumption. And again, you don't know that. He could tell you, nah, I'm not doing that. And then, yeah, he decides something different came along. I understand that the COVID-19 thing comes into play. And again, Bridich using that as the answer about Trevor's story is really frustrating. Well, we don't know what's going to happen. So what do you mean? We don't know what's going to happen as far as baseball season. We want to try to get a season done, but you know, we'll have to see on all that stuff. So does that mean you're not going to try to manage baseball right now? You're not going to manage your business at this stage? Texter here, them playing victim. And all this makes me sick. They had an asset, and they choose to get nothing in return. It's like me bringing my smoke show girlfriend to Lotto and giving her away to a bro while also paying for his drinks and protection. Oh, jeez. I mean, golly. I did tell you though, Colfax. It kind of feels like you were a jerk to your significant other. You were a jerk, and they loved you. They were like, I'm ready to marry you. And you were a jerk for a few nights. And then they go, you know what? I'm gone. I tried, but I'm gone. You're being an idiot. And then here you sit, and you're devastated now. And you look up, And there's that significant other. There's that perfect person for you up there now, married to a billionaire. They're doing amazing things now. They're going to go on and be famous forever. And here you sit. That's us. We're the Rockies. That's how we feel. You know, looking at Nolan, he's doing, he's going to probably go win a lot of, he's going to have a lot of success. But here we are. Now let's try it again. Trevor, you're next. I mean, if you're Trevor Story, aren't you like, if I do sign, who's to say that I'm not shipped out of here for saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing? I don't know. I don't know. Would you sign if you were Trevor Story? Would you sign with the Colorado Rockies? I mean, unless you just love it here. I mean, I'm curious to know more so what these players are thinking. This is going to be interesting for sure. Here's the first. Jeff Bridges was asked about Nolan Arenado a few times. Here was the question about Jeff and his relationship with Nolan. And listen, we're going to play the whole thing because I want you guys to be as miserable as I was listening to this garbage response to a real question that is the root of the situation. We can't even get a straight answer. We ended up getting a past history lesson. And here's Jeff Breidich on Nolan Arenado and their relationship.
You have not at this point chosen to respond. Would you like to characterize your relationship with Nolan for us and for the Rockies fans?
Well, I would say this. Nolan and I have known each other for over a decade. I've known his family for over a decade. There have been, so many interactions over that time, starting with when we just drafted him. Spring training, years of spring training with his parents coming down and his his brother and his cousins and, on into times at Tulsa and when he was a minor leaguer and, I was the farm director. And as he became a big leaguer and as he became an elite big leaguer. I think that when you in this chair and in this job, when you recommend, that we sign him to a $250 million contract, that comes with an incredible amount of belief in that person. You don't push for that sort of a commitment and that sort of a contract unless you believe in the person, you believe in the talent, you believe in the future of the organization with that player. But over time, sometimes relationships change. And this is not an easy necessarily an easy industry to be in. People are competitive, and human beings change over time. Our feelings, what's important to us, and sometimes there are complications, it's not always a straight line, and it's not always simple, and it's not always easy. But I think my point is that at the base of all of this. This relationship was a strong belief that I've always had in Nolan ever since I first got to know him. We wish him nothing but the best. We really do. We feel like he's going to do a great job for St. Louis. And we hope that he and his family are, no different than we always have. Even though that there have been some bumpy times in the past, we wish him the best.
How do you take that? Like, what was your relationship like with Nolan Arenado? He goes, gives us a history lesson. Like, I'm sorry, but not right now. I mean, I would love to have a beer with Jeff Breidich and learn how he got to know Nolan Arenado and how their relationship grew. Sure, but not right now, not today. I think I'd like to have a beer with him. I don't know. He seems like the kind of guy that would order, like, one of those really rich types drinks and take two sips and be like, I'm out. And I'm like eight beers deep and I'm calling a cab. Or what are they called now? Like, not the kind of guy you want to... Like, Dick Monfort, yes, I'd go have a... I think I could have a beer with that guy. That's the question is, what was your relationship like? How did that... What was it like at the end? And he goes through this whole thing about our past, and I know their family, and I knew him growing up, and we obviously believed in a player because we invested that kind of money. We all know those things. Yeah, of course you liked him. Of course you loved him as a player. Of course you signed the contract with him. We know that. What we want to know is what ultimately your relationship was like with Nolan Arenado at the end. We want to hear it from you. Because Nolan said that you disrespected him, that he feels disrespect, and you have not spoken on that. And even at the end of this, you still haven't. He was asked again, a follow-up. Jeff, was it your relationship, ultimately, with Nolan that caused us to get to this point?
Well, Mark, I mean, I think you're asking me to speak for Nolan directly.
I'm asking you to speak for yourself, sir.
Well, you asked me to interpret what Nolan might think, and so I don't ever try to speak for a player in terms of how he's going to feel about a situation with a team, whether it's the team itself, whether it's a relationship with me or Dick in this case, or a manager or teammates or anything like that. You know, I have said, you know, it's been clear, like it and I said it earlier with an earlier question, you know, the relationship wasn't always peaches and cream, right? There were some bumps here and there, you know, but and relationships change over time. Could I have done a better job in certain areas? You betcha. Absolutely. And I can always do a better job in certain areas of my job in this organization. I think that goes without saying, and I think that's part of the human experience in this industry. And I don't, you know, I take that to heart, and I don't think I'm blind to that. But I can't sit here and speak for how Nolan Arenado feels right now. You know, and I certainly try like heck not to do that, speak publicly for players, and I very, you know, really never have gotten in a public war of words or a public conversation with a player, and so try to keep those things private and out of respect to everybody involved.
Listen, and that was Mark Kisla, by the way, of the Denver Post that asked that question. And Kisla and Woody Page have been doing this a long time. They were allowed, I think, the last two or three questions. That's typically any kind of Zoom I've been on. Those guys usually get it. And there was hundreds of media members on this, Colfax, hundreds. And so I knew going in I'm going to be a spectator on this sport. But it was fascinating. And Jeff Breidich could not answer the question. Now, listen, if you are a manager and you set like a maxim for how you handle things, like this is the way I'm going to do things. I'm going to never talk publicly about a player. I'm never going to really discuss that. And if that's your MO and that's like, I'm never going to do that. But when do you start to say, hey, I'm going to be honest with you because this is at the end of the day what this is all about. Colfax, was I making any sense that I'm talking about the whole, like, this is your team and I get it. Dick Monfort, you're the owner. This is your money. You worked hard to get that money and you bought a team. It's a dream come true. You're a fan. You said it. I it's hard, but isn't this a different thing? We as fans love to tell owners. How many sports shows, including this one, have you heard us say, oh, I'd throw a first and second round pick at Sean Watson and to Justin Simmons, and then I'd do... None of that matters. It's fun to talk about. But it's a different industry. This is a fun industry. I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about a player leaving for somewhere else. When does it come down to, okay, that's your choice, you're a capitalist, whatever, you made the move, it's your money. When do you start caring about the fans and saying, is this going to hurt our fan base? Now, I don't have the tweet in front of me, Colfax, but Dick said something along the lines of, yes, we know this is going to be upsetting to our fans and we have to try to repair that. You knew it was going to be, like, is it forgivable? I mean, yes, at some point, all you guys saying you're not going to watch, you're going to watch. You know, you might not go to a game for a while. You might not have a choice. You might not buy jerseys and stuff like that, uniforms and whatever, merchandise. Might take you a while. But this one's certainly up there as far as one of the worst moves in if not the worst move, in not just Rockies history, I mean sports in Colorado, the state of Colorado. It's got to be up there. B-Rad, wow, way to take an hour to say no comment. Yeah, it's exactly right. If you're not going to answer it, there's two responses he gave about the relationship, which is the biggest thing. At the end of the day, it's not even about building around this team or lack thereof. It's not about Dick Monfort. It was about Jeff Breidich and his relationship with Nolan Arenado, and this is how it went. It went south. That is the number one thing we want answered, and instead, you talk for 3 minutes on both responses about people's feelings change over time. Not if you're decent to each other. And it's just a bad, bad spot. St. Louis today, I didn't participate in that press conference, but they're the complete opposite. They're walking around like, whoa, wait, we got Nolan for, pinch me. We got him for those guys? For old Billy Bob and what's his face? Gobert? Didn't bother to learn the name, to be real honest with you guys. It's Nolan freaking Arenado. And we got a what? 50 mil? You're kidding me. That seriously, and I'm not just like this is go look at media members that were following that press conference today. St. Louis is coming out like this, like are you kidding me? We didn't think it was going to happen. I thought it was a joke. I was like, is it April 1st? No, they're serious. They're ready to go on this thing. Pillow fight Dan, the Rockies have had very few peaks, many valleys. This is the lowest point in franchise history. Yeah, for sure for the Rockies, for sure. I will not argue with you at all there. Do we need to take a break? We're way past due here. Are we out? We done with clips? We finished that up? We wrapped up that thing? Thank goodness. 27 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Top Text Tuesday rolling on. Let's get involved here. I need to, air it out. Let's get after it. 970-478-1301. We'll be right back.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. NoCo now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
I started going to the Chiropractic Standard in Greeley, and I sat down with Dr. Tyler Terry right before the holidays, and I said I'm going to start up my plan after that. And what I love about it, I sit down with him, I tell him what's going on, we get the x-ray done, we take a look, we talk about it, and he's like, all right, I'm gonna get you a plan here. I'm not going to make any promises. Sometimes you go into those crack places like Cairo Now, and it's like, boom, you're in and out. Oh, we fixed you up. You're good. Where does it hurt? Doesn't matter. I'm going to do the same thing I do to everybody else. And then you're relieved for a little bit, and then you're back to the same old the very next day. What I like about this is a process because this is your back we're talking about. I mean, the pressure that your back takes on a daily basis, I don't care what you do for a living. I don't even care if you're sitting down for a living. It is going to be tough on you. And I got to tell you, so I've always had, I cracked 3 ribs when I was in high school. And I've always just kind of had some issues. And I carried my right shoulder lower and it was hanging lower than the other one. And, over time, that started to cause pain, and it was getting tough. So I scheduled my appointment there. I've been about 13 or 14 times, and I'm trying to like level it out. My wife's looking at night. She's looking at going, wow, it's starting to kind of climb up. Your right shoulder is starting to kind of look like it's not so much hanging off of your body anymore. So I'm excited about that, and the pain is starting to go away slowly but surely. Now, I'm very new into the process, and I'm curious to see how this whole thing breaks down. But I'm telling you guys, give it a shot. I have heard people in there, and I've talked to people in there from the age of 85, 15, 35. They've all said the same thing. Hey, this worked. I'm actually sad I don't get to come in anymore. because I just liked coming here. I didn't even realize. Then I suddenly it's like, wow, I can. There was an 85-year-old in there. She's like, I can turn my neck. I can turn my neck better than I've been able to turn it in several years. And I'm probably not supposed to hear that, but I'm hearing it from the other room next door. And it's cool because it's you can schedule very easily. It's in and out. It's usually very, very fast. Great music playing when you walk in. But again, it's you just pop in. They announce you go room 2, room 3, room 4, whatever. Get it done. Get it taken care of. But there's been some very happy people there that are so thankful. And the doctors. And in fact, today I'm going over there for an assessment. You know, my quarter assessment of where we are at this stage. And see, that you ain't getting that anywhere else. I've been to other places. I've been to both. I've been to clinics. I've been to walk in and walk out places that you know, you don't have to set an appointment. I've been to both. They never really worked. But so far, so good. If you guys are interested, if you want to stop hurting, check out the Chiropractic Standard in Greeley. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. Hey, man, it's a rough day, isn't it? I don't think the press conference helped at all. Did it make it worse?
No.
No, it didn't make it worse?
Couldn't make it worse.
Did it make it better?
No.
It's about the same.
I mean, we knew what they're going to say, right?
Yeah. They're going to double down.
Yeah.
They're going to stay strong. I thought the Rockies Twitter feed coming out last night, like this long thing about it's official, and that was strange to me. But I'm not used to seeing this kind of thing. I mean, usually see a heartfelt little message. Thank you so much for being here, Jeremy Grant, or whatever, players that were here and had meaningful time, even if it was just a year. But again, I get it. You owe it to them. But dear Dick and Jeff, this from Dixon. Do I need to scan this first? I heard that you have recently been receiving some pushback from the fans and media regarding some of your recent team management decisions. I already read to the end of this. If you would like to schedule a time to meet, I'd be happy to help and show you how to be terrible at your job, but still be able to scapegoat others and get 5 or 6 year-long hall passes. It's not that hard. Just bring one Hall of Famer and it takes care of everything. Sincerely, John Elway. That is just garbage, Dixon. You got to quit with that narrative, man. This is why you're the arch nemesis of the show. This is why you are the bad guy here. Elway won a Super Bowl. 3 of them, actually, if you're counting. 1, 2 as a quarterback and another as a VP. No way. No way. In fact, that's blasphemy. I'm saying it. We're saying it here on the show today. That's blasphemy. You cannot compare John Elway to anything that the Rockies have done. Elway's a legend here. What has Dick Monfort done for the Rockies? And again, I made my PR move for Mr. Monfort and Greeley. Spend money with us. But when it comes to the Rockies, you've done a terrible job. Please forgive me. What Elway's done for this organization, even though the last 5 years have been rough, not even close. Not even close. Eastside Chris, I'm sure Blackman and Story's agents are trying to sign the papers for their stimulus checks. to agree, we'll watch the Rocks. I won't purchase. Wait, might taste like a... I don't know what that one is, but it might purchase things later on. Tough day, man. It's a really tough situation for Rockies fans. And no, today didn't help. I think for some it hurt. For me, as I'm watching this, I honestly got bored at the end because it was just... Dick Monfort will at least give you stuff. He'll just kind of roam around. And like I said, he randomly, probably shouldn't have got rid of DJ. Like, that to me is like, whoa, seriously? Did he just say that? And then Breidich, on the other hand, is like, I'm going to ask you a deep secret, something really deep. Did you and Nolan have a bad relationship? Oh, no. Back in the summer of 85, actually, or whatever, you know, whatever. We met, and it was great, and we went out for ice cream. It was fantastic. I met his family. And he's given us a whole life story. And then only to end it with, you know, we thought a lot of him. We wouldn't have offered him a contract if not. That we know that. I know that. 100%, Colfax. If you give a guy that kind of money, you believe that he's going to be you believe he's a great player, but you also believe he's a character guy that's going to represent your organization for the rest of his career, if not beyond. We already know that. What happened in the between times? What happened between that? Because you were the picture of ever, you know, the Rockies teammates were out at Coors Field. It was It was Nolan sitting by Jeff Breidich, sitting by Dick Montfort. Bud Black was there, and it was beautiful. This is where I want to be. The grass isn't always greener. It was wonderful. It was a gorgeous day. We're getting ready for Rockies baseball. You got your guy, Nolan, locked up. And then the argument was, who's the greatest superstar in the state of Colorado? And everybody always said it was Nolan. We did polls on this. It was always Nolan over Vaughn. Joker might be making some headway now. But in McKinnon, of course, on the hockey side. But it was always Nolan. Nolan would win every poll question we ever did about that. What happened 9 months after? Okay, you failed to rebuild. Tell us about that. Nolan, at least give us that. Like, Nolan didn't like the way we were going about it. We were not in rebuild. We weren't. He thought we were. And, you know, he didn't like that plan. Listen, there was nothing Jeff Breidich or Dick Montfort was going to say today to make us feel any better. But there were certainly things to say to not make it worse. And I think Jeff Breidich, this is the problem. Dick Montfort might not have made it worse. I don't know, but I feel like Breidich did because he doesn't answer any questions. He doesn't answer them. Montfort was asked by Woody Page at the end if he'd consider firing Breidich or himself for that matter. And I got to tell you this, both Montfort and Breidich take that like a champ. I'm going to give them that today. They didn't get heated. They didn't overreact. Montfort actually said, you know, I've never considered firing Jeff Breidich, but I have considered firing myself. That's tongue in cheek. But that I will give. I know not everybody's bashing, and I'm going to say this. This is what I took away from it. I sat there for the full hour. And I will say, I've seen a lot of owners, I've seen a lot of managers get more upset from lesser questions before. So I will say that. They sat and took it. They took their lumps. And the reporters that were able to ask questions that got in line, did the little Zoom hand up raise thingy. Most of them asked the right questions. But it got to the point where it's like, people started to ask Dick more because Breidich wasn't going to give you anything. At the end of the day, I walk away from this and I say, I hope Dick Montfort and Jeff Breidich prove us all wrong. That's what I hope. And we are all on the same side. Reporters, fans. Lieutenant Spengel came in there left field. Give him a chance. It's what choice do we have? Of course we're going to give him a chance. They're going to play. Well, maybe. I hope they prove us wrong. But I'm just not going to hold my breath. 42 minutes after the hour, Colfax, let's jump out here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Top Text Tuesday days like this, because we, seriously, hang on. That is for the hooligans. That's for you. Hard working. Going to games. Getting put through crap. Watching these teams screw you over left and right. Anyway, we're a little ahead of schedule. This is the script for today, Colfax. This is the production. We had this whole lineup of things to talk about, but this is where we went today. This is where we went. Top Text Tuesday is normally like this, but even today, a little more so. Bellafite Dan, Breidich handles public relations like I handle adversity. First I panic, then I blame. Finally, I eat. Mexicali, here I come. Well, Breidich, in fairness, did say, hey, if there's anyone to blame, blame me. I can take it. It's like Batman. So, like, I even take that more as like a, you know, I'm bulletproof. Blame me. You know, that's how I take it. Silver lining, Colfax. Yeah, is there any silver lining to today?
Maybe we can watch Nolan take down a World Series.
Oh, Is that going to help? Is like, everybody's like, root for Shaq Barrett this Sunday. We're going to get into some Super Bowl talk later this week, too. But yeah, I'm rooting for him. But that deal doesn't seem anything like what this Nolan Arenado deal is.
Not even close.
Is that going to make things worse or better?
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see him do it. He deserves it, man. He's that good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a great guy from what we know, right? Yeah. And he's the best.
And it was never going to happen here, ever. So,
but you're going to walk away from the, you know, 10, 20 years later. Hey, Nolan's the best third baseman in history. He won a World Series. He's with the Rockies forever. Then it all went downhill. 48 minutes after the hour, shout out to No Limit Collectibles. Hey, you might want to call No Limit Collectibles. Get your Nolan Arenado stuff right now. Do it. No Limit Collectibles. They're in Loveland. They're in the outlets at in Loveland, right off the interstate there. Go check them out. They're close to the Nike store there. Love No Limit Collectibles. Maybe you're a card collector. Maybe you need to decorate that man cave. That's what No Limit Collectibles is all about. We're going to actually have Ken, the owner, on next or this Friday. This Friday. We're going to gear you up for Super Bowl talk with, like, the sports world and what's happening there. So No Limit Collectibles, tell them we sent you here from the whole show. Do so. All right, 49 after the hour. We'll take a quick break. Who's winning Top Text Tuesday? We'll find out next.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hall Show, 1310 KFKA.
What a way to go, man. What an interesting day it's been the last three or four days. It's a tough one. We do take this personally, man. I mean, I support owners to go out and do the things they need to do, but that doesn't mean, just because you own it doesn't mean you don't screw up and you shouldn't be held. You should be held to a higher standard. This is not Walmart. This is not a bank. This is a different type of business. This is our entertainment. This is what we support. This is what we give our heart and souls to as fans, especially. And to have a beloved Rocky just shipped away for nothing in return, for no hope of the future. I'm not saying there's no hope right now, but it sure feels like that. Because you don't know. You don't know how some of these players are going to... There's going to be players that, hey, they just needed a change of scenery. And most of these guys are young. You have that going for them. But it's a tough deal for sure. All right, Colfax, we need to announce a winner for today. And a lot of it was heartfelt today. So not a lot of, like, big-time text, you know, packing punches, which is totally fine. Ken Bone gets the day. Ken Bone always brings us in the sincerely, and then insert character there, Dean Spanos, the owner of the Chadges there. So I mean, I like that one. I don't understand all the frustration regarding the Rockies front office and their player moves. They're doing a fine job. Sincerely, Dean Spanos. Okay, that one. All right, that was good. That packed a little bit of a punch for me there today. All right, Colfax, we've got a few things that we're working on tomorrow. We will not be on the show tomorrow. We'll be back Thursday, and then we start in on our Super Bowl 55 chat. More on the Denver Broncos. Stop. Deshaun Watson ain't coming to town, folks. Don't set yourself up for that failure. You've already been let down the last 3 days. Don't set yourself up for that. Drew Lock's your quarterback. Going into next season, you might as well get used to it. I'm coming to grips with it. You should too. Good night, Northern Colorado.